Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We share yours. We love it the best when you share your own. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, and of course, bring some levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week? Oh, I did it first that time. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. How was my week? Well, I will say, so John is a teacher, my husband, and he has the week off, and because it was a spring break, and it was not our son's spring break, so we were able to go to a museum, go swimming at the Rose Bowl, do some lap swimming, go to a movie. We were
That's amazing.
Like, we went to breakfast, and I feel like I haven't looked at his eyeballs in I can't tell you how long. And so it was such a nice week.
And he just had his birthday. Happy birthday, John!
Yeah. So he's it was just like his. It was a stolen week. You don't realize, you know, how precious time is until it's taken away from you. And, you know, it was like a week, like a Cinderella story or something.
I love that.
Went from rags to riches emotionally this week.
That's amazing.
Yes. How's your week?
Yeah, so I want to say really quickly before we forget, when this airs, the following week we're going to be skipping because I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to Albuquerque. So we're going to be skipping and then we'll be back the week after. So just going to miss one little week. So don't cry too much. Get some good stories for us in that time. Do your homework. That would be great.
Send us. Call in.
Write us some stuff. Call us. Call us. Whatever you got to do. Yeah, so we're recording early. We have two back-to-back. And so, you know, when this airs, it's going to be a week and a half away, almost 2 weeks away. But it's Easter tomorrow, which is crazy. And I'm still doing all the last-minute things. I'm doing my first big Easter egg hunt in this backyard. Having, like, an acre of land is so exciting for an Easter egg hunt.
That's so fun.
My little niece and nephew over here. And, yeah. I just realized though too, I'm like, oh, I need to go to the store after this and I need to get some change for those eggs because I'm putting some money in there because that's the best.
That's a great idea.
My mom was like, your son still gets an Easter basket? I was like, Mom, you literally did Easter baskets for us while we were in high school. So I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, I stand corrected. I was like, yeah, he's 11 and he loves it. And who doesn't love an Easter egg hunt? I would literally love one today. Can I like somebody sent, did you send me the one that was like the only Easter basket you're getting tomorrow? And it was like a basket of laundry. And there's like a giant one sitting behind me. Yeah.
But that's true.
I would love an Easter basket. I would love an Easter egg hunt. Like some magic. Who doesn't love that? Like scavenger hunts, Easter egg hunts. I love all that stuff. So yeah, I love to make it fun. My uncle did, I think I've talked about this on here before, but my uncle used to do money Easter egg hunts for us. He did those all the way up until we were like in college. Like we would go to his house.
Find money,
and it was,
like you would like pull them
out.
Well,
there was money in the Easter eggs, yeah. So
were we talking like big Benjamins?
No. Like, his were like, yeah, it'd be like cool, like, you know, $1, $5, like. So, yeah.
That's fun.
But it's fun. There's lots of them around, and it's going to be a fun time. So, yeah, I'm excited for the Easter egg hunt. I love Easter. It's such a fun little holiday, and I make a bunny cake. Cute little bunny cake.
Bunny cake? What kind?
Strawberry. I always make strawberry on Easter. I don't know why. That's just become the tradition, but I do make strawberry, and I'm going to miss Sarah's Gators, my friend Sarah Mitchell. She's in LA and she used to come over with Gideon on Easter and we would do a little Easter egg hunt. That was kind of the tradition for years and years, for literally 10 years. So that is a weird, sad thing to change, you know, but
life goes on. Life goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And new traditions are made. Now. I mean, you're doing it. You're the one that's in charge. It's like, when did this happen? I feel that all the time. I called my mom.
When
like,
did we become adults? I know. I still don't know that I am. Am I? I don't know. I think we're both teenage boys, actually. I think we're preteen boys. We're both 13-year-old boys.
I'll take it. I'm a preteen boy.
Poops and farts. Boy. That's where we are mentally. Okay? Like, it is it's not true. A grown-ass woman that we are. So
right.
Yeah. But yeah. Fun.
Oh, have fun. This should be so fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. And I'm excited for the trip to Albuquerque, which will be much closer to when this actually airs than Easter. So
I know.
I don't even know what I'm doing yet. I haven't gotten my itinerary, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing a hot air balloon ride, which I've never done.
Oh my God.
Ghost tour, which I have done and I love, but not in Albuquerque. And there's like a mid-mod, like mid-century like home tour thing happening, I think. So I'm doing something with that, but it's going to be fun. I'm going to do some thrifting. I'm going to live it up in Albuquerque because I didn't get to do that when we drove through this past time because there were so many storms. So it was crazy. Like, we couldn't even stop. It was like the entire sky opened up. There was like things happening in the clouds I've never even seen. It was torrential downpour, like lightning, really? Hail. Yeah, it was crazy when we were driving through. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm not going thrifting. Fine.
Oh, man. But this is best. Why? Because he was saving it for this trip.
And now I get to
fantastic.
Go.
Will you please remember everything about that hot air balloon ride? I've always wanted
to go. Oh, I'm going to video all of it. You're going to see good. It 100%. Yay! If it happens. I don't know that I'm doing that for sure, but that's what I think I am. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited that hopefully TSA is finally getting paid and the airports will not be as much of a
I was really afraid to travel, honestly, because it just sounded awful for those heroes who went for that long without getting paid. Are you kidding me? They're amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Show up to work. Amazing.
Yeah.
Good on you, TSA
true
agents.
True heroes.
TSA.
Yeah.
So, well, that'll be fun. I can't wait to hear about that trip.
I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell everybody about it on here.
Do you want to kick us off? Do you want to start?
Sure. I'll kick us off. I will get this party started.
Get it.
Okay. My first story comes from Quora, and Maya Poole writes, sometimes at recess after lunch, I would just stop playing and poop in my panties.
Whoa. That was too fast. That happened too fast.
At the time, I didn't really think anything of it, but I always liked the feeling of pooping and the relief when I really had to go. I usually wore a skirt so no one would know until back in class. I wasn't smart enough to dump it out before going back inside. I would walk in with everything and just sit in my pooped panties.
Oh my God, what is
in
happening?
Class.
People are doing this.
People are doing this. There's a whole, if you're one of these people that likes to sit in your poop, then write us a story.
Don't. I mean, do.
There's a whole segue of people that like to sit in, or whole, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even form sentences today.
It's
not segment. There's a whole.
I can't either. Subgenre.
There's a whole category. Subcategory. There's a whole.
Segment.
There's a whole lot of people.
Section.
The whole section of people that are pooping in their pants and they like it.
There you go.
I didn't mind it. It felt kind of good and mushy. Some days, though, the smell gave me away and I would get in trouble. Many times, it would get dried out outside in the sun and I would get away with it.
Where are your parents? Are your parents like not there to be like, don't poop in your pants?
Well, she's at school. She's at school at recess. So she's
pooping.
They get
their underwear.
And
that's
true. That's a little Easter basket for you, Mom. Later, I learned a little chocolate egg in there. God. Later, I learned if I would poop in my panties and sneak off somewhere to dump it out, I was good. I hated giving up recess to go to the bathroom, even for peeing, but I never got caught panty peeing as a kid at recess anyway. Accidents were a totally different story. I haven't done it much as a teen now, but I did do it not too long ago at a grocery store. I was waiting in a long line and I had to go really bad. I finally just said, what the hell, and pooped in my panties right there in line.
I feel like I need to pause for a second because there is a moment that was missed in her life where someone pulled her aside and says, you know, just don't do that. Like, it's not appropriate, and I don't understand why you even enjoy it, and why are you going to poop in the store, and why'd you do that?
I think her soulmate is the skier from last week,
yes!
The sledder.
Oh, wait a minute.
The sledding pooper. That is her soulmate. They can poop together at any place.
So she's just in line waiting, and she's just like, grunting and her face is turning red. She's pooping her pants.
In line at the grocery store.
Okay.
I don't know if my motions of getting into a better position to poop or any crackling sounds gave it away, but finally
crackling
letting go.
Your she face. Eat like aluminum foil? What's happening? Okay, but it's okay. All right.
Finally letting it go felt so good. At first I was scared, but then I felt very naughty. Once I could tell that I could smell something, I quickly started to look at my nephew. It was just me and him there. I looked at his
butt.
He
was in line with her?
Yes.
There's a kid there?
Looking at his bum, I started to make comments about him not holding it, and we're going to have to get you cleaned up. He was 3, so everyone bought it.
This is like a terrifying story. This poor kid's like, thanks for buying me a toy, Aunt Gert. And then she's like, you pooped your panties. And she's like, I'm not wearing panties. She's like, well, somebody is. And somebody's panties full of poop. He's like, that's got to be you. She's like, oh, you're right, you little
She
cutie.
Blamed it on her nephew.
She blamed it on her nephew who's 3 years old.
Yeah.
And also, the kids can feel embarrassment at that time. Like, no. He's like, don't look at me. I just wanted his Hot Wheels.
He's like, I did hold it. Thank you. Yeah. You didn't hold it. And yeah. Why is
you're
that okay?
You're the one whose butts that stinks. I wish he outed her.
It
was like.
So she has the shame around it because she blamed it on her nephew. So she was embarrassed, but not embarrassed enough to not do it.
To not do it. You're in line. You're almost free. Like you almost go poop anywhere you want, like three
Isn't
minutes.
That wild? It's pretty wild.
Is that the end of the story?
That's the end. That's it. That's the end of the story. It's all she wrote. Yep.
It doesn't seem like she was embarrassed, Katie. I don't think she was embarrassed. She was like, you naughty little gobbly. I got away with pooping in my pants again. She's like, it's like a red letter day over there. Oh my God. Okay, wow. Wow.
There's a lot of people out there in the world. A lot of different people out there.
And you know what? We're all united.
Right. That's right.
A lot of us have pooped our pants, so.
That's true.
All right. So this is from Reddit, and Deffer writes, I was 15 and I was at Sam's Club with my parents. I was in the video game section playing some demo on a PS2. I felt like I needed to fart, so I pushed a little. It felt like I had to let out a silent one because I didn't hear it, and it smelled terrible about 2 seconds afterwards, per usual. About 30 seconds later, the smell is still lingering, and I was just proud that I had caused that much damage in the air.
Gross.
Way to go, dude. Well, he's like a little 15-year-old. My sister, 7, comes up to me and asks where I got the chocolate milk and how I spilled it on my leg.
That's hilarious.
I look down. She's like, you're so clumsy. You got chocolate milk on your leg. It's like total
diarrhea.
Hey,
can I get some chocolate milk? Where'd you get it?
I look down. There's liquid feces on my right leg. Was wearing blue Nike shorts and boxers. So it's on his leg. I'm terrified. I have poo on my leg. I casually walk to the bathroom. Here comes the embarrassing part. this is like afterwards.
Yeah.
Here comes the embarrassing part. I'm in the stall cleaning up my leg, trying to figure out what the hell to do with my boxers, which are covered in poo water. I can't keep them. The car will smell on the ride home. I can't leave them in the stall. There were people waiting. I had to flush them. Well, apparently boxers don't flush well.
No.
Toilet backed up, flooding the entire stall and spreading to the rest of the bathroom. I'm freaking out, but I'm clean. I got most of the poo off my leg. A janitor has entered the restroom and I exit the offending stall. He asks what happened and I can't speak. I should have because the boxers were still in the toilet, clearly visible. I just casually walk out. Casually walk out like, hey. Meanwhile.
Bye.
Meanwhile, my parents were ready to leave and couldn't find me. They aren't super hover parents, but they got worried because I wasn't in the video section, in the video game section, or the candy section. This ordeal was going on 10-ish minutes long. Apparently, my sister told them that I had walked towards the bathroom with an older man. So my parents are assuming the worst and get the security and management involved.
Oh,
back to
my
the bathroom.
God. This is an embarrassment of horrors.
This is crazy. It is. It's an embarrassment of horrors. I'm trying to walk out. The janitor finds the boxers and is all huffy puffy. The manager is walking down the hallway toward the bathroom to try and handle the missing child with old man situation. I'm trying to leave the bathroom to handle the holy shit, I just pooed my pants and clogged the toilet with my boxers situation. Manager stops me, asks me if I was in any type of situation, and I don't know how to answer. I tell him there was an incident in the restroom. He takes that as something happened to me with the old man I was apparently stolen by. He radios the security to contact the police and to have them head towards the restrooms. I freak out. I didn't think flushing my underwear warranted the police getting involved. So it's a total misunderstanding.
This is so funny.
This kid is so freaked out. My parents get to me, ask if I'm okay. I'm too embarrassed to tell them what happened. Still, without knowing what their perception of the matter was, I said, I'm fine. Security is rushing over, asking me if he's still in there. I have no idea what they're talking about. They ask me what happened. There is a gathering of rubberneckers trying to see what is going on. I'm really confused why this is a huge deal. I confess. I tell them that I mud-butted down my leg and tried to flush my underwear down the toilet, clogging it in the process. The looks I got. Worst part was the police were there in like 5 minutes and had to tell them exactly what happened to me. After the seriousness of the situation wore off and everyone realized I wasn't molested by an old man, many laughs were had at my expense. My father, to this day, still brings this up. Family gatherings, at my wedding, holidays.
Nice.
So his sister was just like, I think you walked to the bathroom with some old man. She just made that up. Like, there was no old man when he went to the bathroom.
Or maybe there was just, like, that literally was just going to the bathroom right, at the same time. Right. And she was like, I think something happened with that old man.
She was just, like, trouble starter. She's like, he didn't give me chocolate milk. Well, I'm going to get him in trouble today.
You're not going to tell me where you got that? Guess what? I'm calling the cops.
The cops are going to flood the bathroom. Wow, that's a long one, but it is. It's a perfect storm.
That's a great story. Okay, my next story comes from Cora, and Jeff Turnage writes, on my way to Kenya, I had a 12-hour layover in Paris, enough time to go into the city and see a few sights. I had never been to Europe before. France was not the object of the trip, so I hadn't spent any time doing research or even buying a phrase book. I figured I could just wing it. On top of that, it was a bank holiday, so most things were closed and streets were almost deserted. After getting into the city, I promptly needed to use the restroom. I found an upper-class department store and located the restrooms, but it looked like the janitor was in the process of cleaning them. I used the facilities, washed my hands, but there was no paper towels. There was an old woman in there. I assumed she was the janitor, but for the most part, she was kind of just standing around. I tried to communicate she needed to restock the paper towels, but I got nowhere. No big deal. I just dried my hands on my pants, of which the old woman seemed to show strong disapproval. Like, I was some rude barbarian. An hour later, I ended up back at the same store and I used the restroom again. This time, I noticed a sign in the hall just outside the restroom. I didn't think it was there before. As best as I could read, it said something about an attendant who would give me a towel. Seriously? Is that someone's job? Was that that old woman? What a jerk I was earlier, not tipping her for a towel and drying my hands on my pants in front of her.
Oh, yeah. She probably took that as an insult.
Yeah. She's like, he's like, no tip for you. Watch me dry my hands.
Yeah. That's all she saw. Was like, you need, like, this is what I'm going to do.
He's like, you can back off. I'm going to dry my hands. And bye. She was like, great. Thanks. So this time I tried to tip her, but having exchanged some cash at the airport, I didn't have any coins, only bills. I tried to give her what I thought was a small bill and she refused to take it. We go back and forth and neither of us had any idea what the other was saying. She pointed to the sign in the hall. I thought said something about an attendant. Finally, in frustration, the woman took the bill, gave me a towel and stomped away. Okay, so now what do I do with the towel? The woman was gone. The towel seemed too nice to throw away, but there wasn't even a trash can in the restroom. So I'm standing there like an idiot, not wanting to toss the towel on the floor. After a minute, I remember there was a trash can out in the hallway. I go out into the hallway, but again, I'm paralyzed with indecision. After a minute, I break down and I finally put the towel in the trash and I start to leave. Just then, the old woman rushes up quite upset.
Oh, no. She was watching the whole time.
She hands me a handful of money, a couple of paper bills, and a bunch of coins. Apparently, she'd gone to another part of the store and made change for me. She had quite a lot to say as she thrust the money into my hands, retrieved the towel from the trash, and shooed me out of the store. She wanted nothing to do with me. Kind of got the impression I was not welcome to come back. Shortly thereafter, I met up with some Americans who explained to me that I was supposed to tip her like 10 cents. As they explained the value of money, I realized the woman had given me change, but she didn't keep anything for herself, so he didn't tip her again. They pointed out the store restrooms were only for paying customers, not rude American barbarians wandering around off the street.
Oh, no. So that's what she thought. She thought, okay, she came in and... and she's not a customer, so what is she doing here in the first place? And then she wipes her hands on her.
I think it was a he. It was a guy. Yeah.
But there's a female attendant in the male's bathroom?
Yeah, it says Jeff Turnage. Yeah.
Oh. So then she doesn't give, because he gave her too much, she's like, this is way too much, clearly. Like, I can't keep all this. So then she goes to make change, and then he just, like, walks away.
And throws her towel into the trash. She's like, get out of here.
She's like, I never want to see your face again.
And then so he didn't tip her two times.
Jeez, that's crazy. That's so crazy.
Well, embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. I love the stories where you...
traveling miscommunications, like...
Yeah, the traveling, like, lost in translation stories.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love more of those. Please write us those. Please, please. All right. My second story comes from Reddit, and Dev writes... So it's junior year in high school. I'm in first period theology, Catholic school, and I'm tired as hell, ironically. There's a cute blonde sitting in front of me and a cuter redhead in back. Despite being tired, I flirt with both of them before class starts, but more so with the redhead. I'm feeling good about life. So when class begins, satisfied, put my head down, descend into the deepest of in-class slumbers. Great guy. What felt like about halfway into class, I'm awoken by the most ungodly sounding flatulence. I mean, this was like a bear fart. I raise my head in my drowsy stupor, wondering who it may have been, and notice the entire class and teacher are looking towards my side of the class. Being tired, I apathetically put my head back down to sleep, but only to be jolted awake seconds later by the realization that it was me. I farted myself awake. I mean, I had felt my desk vibrate. Needless to say, that was the last time I ever flirted with either the blonde or the redhead, who probably got a pretty good idea of what my butt smelled like, or anyone who was in the class for that matter.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
I love it when something really embarrassing happens, but you're caught up in like the flirt. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, she's never going to talk to me now. But you farted yourself awake in front of your whole class.
But nobody laughed. That's what I'm wondering. Like, nobody laughed. Nobody freaked out.
I mean, I don't think so. Would you have laughed? I probably would have laughed.
I would have fallen on the floor out of my seat laughing.
Yeah.
They're in high school or college?
They were in high school, junior year in high school.
100%. I would have died laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is pretty funny. And it's like unexpected.
The entire class turned around. Okay. My next story comes from Cora, and Liz England writes, in the spirit of a grand romantic gesture, my then husband G, our dog, and I went camping in the Mammoth Cave State Park in Kentucky. The getaway was my birthday present. I've always preferred experiences over things. Neither of us had any real outdoor experience. Roughing it meant staying in a hotel without a spa. We had a minivan at the time. We went out and bought the gear and envisioned a few days in the splendor of a fall vacation in the beautiful hills of Kentucky with the brilliance of all the leaves turning colors around us. If you've never seen it, you really should. It is beautiful. Aww. G is a professionally trained chef, so our food and cooking gear were both outrageously gourmet. We were excited about our adventure. Once settled on a campsite, we began to set up. We couldn't even get the tent right. Frustrated, I went to pour a glass of wine. We'd forgotten it. Ugh. That county in Kentucky is dry. No wine for 5 days makes Liz a very cranky girl.
Oh, okay.
It began to drizzle a light rain. She couldn't get a fire going, and everything we had to eat was raw. Mm. So there was no food, no wine. The only one happy was our dog. Oh. We called it quits and went to bed. We put an air mattress in our tent and curled up in our new sleeping bags, trying to keep a good attitude. The drizzle became a deluge. I've never experienced such a storm. That's when we found out our tent wasn't waterproof.
Oh,
not even
no
a little
way.
Bit.
Oh, no way.
We'd set up at the base of a hill, so all the water and mud gushed down to our site, creating a huge muddy pool all around us, and it kept streaming down. There was so much water and mud. We got the air mattress out and put it in the back of the van. At this point, even the dog was pissed off.
Oh, no.
I had to go to the bathroom, which was set way up on top of the hill. My needs at the time absolutely required a toilet. A bit of a hike, really, climbing up when all the slippery mud and water was gushing against me. I finally made it to the little white building and gratefully took cover. Then I turned the light on and looked around. The entire building was teeming with creatures seeking shelter from the storm.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
I have never seen so many snakes in my life.
They're snakes!
Long ones, short ones, fat ones,
oh,
skinny ones, all different, yet all too snaky for my comfort.
Yeah.
The spiders were oddly even more terrifying.
Oh my God.
They came in colors and sizes I'd never seen before.
You gotta get out of there.
They were worse because you could see the snakes moving around. Most of them were curled up making no problems, but the spiders would sneak up and be wherever you were thinking about putting your hand or your ass.
Why is she
the
still
worst
there?
Part was seeing a snake in the toilet bowl, just
okay.
hanging out. Yeah.
I can't.
Can you imagine?
No.
Just hanging out, being his snaky self. There were frogs. There were toads. There were lizards. There were bugs. I was the only warm-blooded animal in the place.
That is amazing.
I finally found a snake-free commode and did my business, only to find out there were creatures inside the toilet paper tube. I was losing my mind.
Oh my God. This is like such a nightmare. I can't like feel my fingers right now.
Ugh. To appreciate the incredible environment, you have to know about all the crazy winged things that got angry when I flipped the light switch. I don't know what they were, but they were large and made angry, buzzing, loud sounds, and there was a whole platoon of them. I tucked a roll of paper towels under my shirt and slogged back to my now submerged campsite. My shoes sunk or slid into the top of the mud with every treacherous step. It was 3 a.m. and the storm raged on. We picked up and wiped down what we could, leaving the tent and some other gear, and drove to the closest motel we could find. Yeah. That was my worst bathroom experience ever. I'm still haunted by the sheer number of animals that were in that bathroom. Nothing bit me except the mosquitoes, so no dramatic ending.
Oh my God.
But that's dramatic that enough. Just, that's so scary.
I would not have been able to go to the bathroom in there. I would have
I would have just freaked out. But then also, like, where are you going to go? Because you know all these creatures are also, like, outside. It's pouring rain. Like, she had to go. She said she absolutely had to go. Yeah. She was not going to poop in her pants, but maybe this would have been the time.
That is it. There's a first time for everything.
If there is a time to do it, it's when there's snakes in the toilet and freaking spiders bigger than your head crawling around.
Yeah, that's when you do it. Maybe not in line.
Not just casually sledding with your friends or while you're in the grocery store.
You do you. Yeah, we're not shaming you. I mean, you know, it is what it is. That is what it is. But wow, that's a great story. That was suspenseful. It's so terrifying.
Creepy.
Oh, man. All right. My next story comes from P. Manley. And he writes, in first grade, my entire school, K through 12, pretty small school, had an assembly for God knows what. The assembly was some sort of educational thing where the actors sang and danced to try to get the students to learn the fun way. Now, what makes this interesting was that I was watching some Spider-Man cartoons the night before. During the assembly, one of the actresses asked the audience, "Who sailed the ocean blue in 1492? I was half asleep at this point, but one of my friends poked me and told me to raise my hand, so I did because I was in first grade and I didn't know any better. She calls on me. I didn't even know the question at this point, so a friend whispered it to me, and I had no idea. So I blurted out the first name that popped into my head. Norman Virgil Osborne, I said. Yes, I answered her question with the name of the Green Goblin.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's the original name of the Green Goblin. I said this quite emphatically and confidently, by the way. The whole auditorium became deathly silent at this point. No one laughed. No one murmured. I think it was because people were so confused and flabbergasted that there was really nothing anyone could say or do. The actress had this look on her face for a good 5 seconds before she said, "No, that's not right. But why don't you come up here and dance with us?" I was very reluctant to. But if you have like 500 people waiting on your move, there's not much you can do. As I'm walking towards the stage again, deathly silent, my older sister, probably in junior high at this point, screams, "Woo! Go P. Manley! Yeah!" It didn't make things much better. I got to the stage. The music starts and the actress starts square dancing with me, along with about 10 other cast members. After about 10 seconds, I had a nope moment and I literally ran off the stage, through the side doors, and ran home. It wasn't too far, maybe a mile away.
Oh, wow.
I'm in college now, and although I think absolutely no one remembers it, I will forever. He ran all the way home
in first grade, a little baby.
A little baby just like got so embarrassed and just ran.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like
that's far.
Wait, what's the name again? It's Norman Virgil Osborne.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't even know who the Green Goblin is, but that
me
is
neither.
That's funny that he said it with confidence. He's
Virgil
like,
Virgil Osborne.
And yeah, get up here and square dance with me? No, thank you, ma'am. I would have run off that stage too.
Exactly.
No thanks. And I want to square dance with you. Get out of here. My last story comes from Cora, and Alyssa writes, "This story still haunts me to this day, and it has been well over 8 years. In eighth grade, I had a big crush on my Spanish teacher. I hated going to his class, though, because I was really bad at Spanish. This information is vital to the story and why I get so embarrassed thinking about it. It was a normal school day, and I was walking with my friend from gym class to Spanish, which was my last class of the day. I don't know why, but I had refused to go to the bathroom all day. At my school, in almost all of my classes, you had to sign a sheet with the time you left and the time you came back from the bathroom. It was an annoyance that I didn't feel like dealing with that day. The one teacher who thought this sheet was dumb was my hot Spanish teacher. So I knew that if I waited until 2 o'clock, I could pee without having to sign out.
Nice.
You're like, this rule's dumb and I'm going to hold my pee all day. As we rounded the corner and I could see the door, I realized just how badly I needed to pee. I picked up the pace and we were the first one in the classroom. My Spanish teacher was in the corner of the room and said hello to us. While he didn't abide by the sign in and out sheet, he still had a rule that you needed to ask the bathroom in Spanish. I slammed my books on the table and basically screamed at him, ¿Puedo ir al baño? He was a bit taken aback because I usually never speak in his class, but he nodded yes. I turned to run out of the classroom, but I wasn't paying attention. My foot got hooked on a desk and I face planted right into the garbage can.
No.
I was laying on the floor of my hot Spanish teacher's classroom covered in garbage. I was surprised I didn't pee myself out of embarrassment and because of how badly I needed to go. Instead, I burst out laughing and I couldn't stop. I slowly got up, still laughing. I picked up all the garbage. I chanced to look at my teacher and he was facing away from me, but I could see that his shoulders were shaking from concealing laughter. I turned and ran away and sat on the cold linoleum toilet wanting to flush myself down the drain.
God, I'm glad she made it to the bathroom. I thought she was going to trip on the garbage can and pee everywhere.
I love picturing her whipping around so fast to go and then just freaking face planting into the trash can while the Spanish teacher is just like, and then he has to turn around. He's dying. He's like, that was hilarious.
It's so funny. It's so
such
good.
A funny image. Oh,
she made it to the bathroom.
She made it.
Yeah. Oof, wow. My last story is from Dr. Curley, and they write, I was on the academic team in high school. You might have called it Quiz Bowl or something else. Basically, it was the nerd squad, with different members specializing in different areas of knowledge. I was kind of the generalist jack of all trades, master of none guy. One day, during practice, the question was read, finish the opening line of the traditional American song, which begins, I wish I was. I got this. I jumped up on the buzzer and I exclaimed, an Oscar Mayer wiener. There was dead silence as everyone stared at me. I confidently awaited an affirmation of my correct answer. That is incorrect.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call.
That is incorrect, Katie. The correct
answer
is.
Oh, that's not right either?
No.
That's what I would have said. So I would have been wrong, too.
The correct answer is so boring. It's in Dixie. I wish I was in Dixie.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
I wish I was in Dixie.
It's a traditional American song. It starts with, I wish I was.
Southern ass people.
Like, seriously, like a Dixie, what?
I thought for sure it was Skee-Lo and I had it in the bag. So that would have been me record scratching singing that because I would have been singing that for sure.
I love that song.
But I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. It's pretty funny.
I know. It's like, that's a traditional American song. I love it. Oscar Mayer was pretty
wish
American,
I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I really like to be. Because if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, then everyone would be in love with me.
Oh,
that's
my,
not how
that
it goes.
Real?
That's the song, but that's not exactly. I wish, Toby, stop making
I
all these crazy
noises.
I think
you nailed it.
That is the lyrics, but I don't. I'm not singing it exactly
you
right.
You nailed it, girl. That was it. That was beautiful.
And you don't know that song for real? You know,
I know the beginning of it. Like, it came back to me when I read that story just now. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's ingrained in me. They did a great job with advertising. But I didn't know all the words.
I think that's right.
Everyone would be in love with me.
Yeah, because everyone would be in love with me. Wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
It sells it.
That's what I really like to be. I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener because everyone would be in love with me.
There's just one guy eating a hot dog being like, I'm not in love with you. You taste good. But Jesus Christ.
Right. I swear, my dog is literally part of this podcast today. He's making so many noises. I know, yeah. Mirage does say, he's like, don't worry about it. You can't hear him. But he's so loud to me.
What's he doing? What's he doing? Like, why?
Stretching and barking. And I don't know. We took him out in between, too. And he just is not Yeah, I think he's like, Mom, shut up. He's like, can you hang out with me? Can you please stop and pay attention to me?
He loves you so much.
He is JoJo Goboy. Okay, that was enough of that. And that's our podcast. That's our show.
Yeah. We
loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beat red, you can email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. Go there. Buy us a coffee. Do it. Today's the day. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.